You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
The Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. It's The Breakfast Buzz, and we've got Jake Owen on the phone.
What's up?
Hi, Jake Owen.
Howdy.
Howdy.
What's going on? What are y'all doing?
We're good. It's Nina and Nico. Nico just peed, so he's good. We're ready to go.
Ooh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
You got to relieve yourself before you talk to Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm actually enjoying a day back in Nashville. It's a pretty day here. It's seeing the song sitting near the top of the chart. That's always feeling good.
Well, we sing it when we hear it. Honestly, it makes me want to party, so it's kind of counterproductive for the job.
Yeah, well, partying's always fun.
Nico hasn't officially met you, and I was trying to tell him about you. And how, just like your vibe, you're big on vibes. What was the whole vibe for this, you know, album, this song, everything? What's the vibe in your life right now?
I think the vibe in my life is always trying to do the right thing. You know what I mean? I'm probably my biggest critic as far as the way I live my world and life. Because it's funny because I see people all the time say, you know, Jake, you always seem to be so happy and you're always trying to, present the positive side of things. And I, as much as I do that, just hopefully spread it to the world in general, a lot of it honestly is due to, because I need it. I need to remind myself daily of how to be better, you know, and to not, you know, to focus on the positive things as opposed to the negative things.
That's real talk. People need to hear that right now, too.
Yeah, so. And there's so much positivity out there that you can grasp a hold of as opposed to kind of latching on to the negative things. And I'll never forget, and this isn't to drop a name, but it's something I really, really learned a long time ago. I was on tour with Keith Urban, and I gave him a stack of CDs at the beginning of a tour, which is kind of funny to think about that. It was only like 4 or 5 years ago, and to think that it was like, people are like, what, a CD?
Right.
But I did. I gave him like 6 or 7 different albums that I'd gone to the store and bought that I thought he'd enjoy. And when I gave them to him, he said something to me that I will never forget. He said, Jake, I want you to know that in a world where people are constantly telling other people about what they don't like in life and in the world, he said, it's so refreshing for you to start my day by giving me something that is all about what you enjoy. You just gave me something and told me how much you enjoy it. And he said, the world needs more things where people tell others about what they like. And so I always remember that. And I think it's kind of at a place where I'm in life and having a platform to share with people my thoughts where they're actually listening. I always try my best to just present the positive side of things. So that's where I am vibe-wise.
I love it.
Oh, man.
You get cowbell. Yay.
You made my heart all warm and fuzzy.
Right? Yeah. All right. Jake Owen, hang on. I have a question about Pearl. I want to see if she likes your music. Let's discuss next on The New Camel.
It's The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico, and we've got Jake Owen on the phone. And Jake, you post about your daughter Pearl on your social media all the time about how much positivity and happiness she brings to your life.
And she's also a reminder, too, of how great I have it, you know, and how there's days like any one of us, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, we all have moments where we're, you know, where you kind of, you know, pick yourself apart or think you're not doing something well enough. And she just kind of reminds me all the time that I'm pretty lucky, you know, and so I like feeling that way.
Well, your daughter is Pearl. I was Jack. You were Diane. Does she like that song? I'm just curious.
She loves it. My my mom has it right now. We went on a family vacation this week, and my mom took her back, and she called me this morning and said she was riding in the car with her, and the song came on the radio, and she said yes. She said it's about time. She said she's excited, hoping to get a number one. I told her that her dad was getting close to having a number one song with that. So I think she's now like just as competitive as I am. She wants to make it happen.
That's amazing.
So cute.
You cracked the top 10. You're at number 9 on the Billboard country music chart. And speaking of positivity, you had posted on your Instagram, it was your mother saying that she wanted you to always be a gentleman because she walked in through a door behind some young kid and he almost slammed the door on her.
Yeah, it's really funny. I really respect my parents more than anything because of that, because of the thought. They don't even think twice about reaching out to me with messages all the time about what they think I should do. And I remember my mom, that it was, you know, a few months back, I guess some kid walked in front of her at a, somewhere and shut the door in her face. And she texted me and just said, I really hope that you, you know, treat ladies, you know, with respect and open the door for them the way your father opens the door for me. And I shared that, her, I just screenshot her text.
I love that.
And shared it with the world. And I actually, this morning, I got a text from my dad. After our long, you know, week-long trip together, it, of course, he started it by saying, "What a great week, son! You know, it was awesome." And then he went into telling me things I could be doing better with my life.
What? Wow. There you go. There you go.
That's part of life. No matter what you do in life, no matter what you're doing, at the end of the day, you're always gonna, you know, hopefully be remembered for the things you do and the things you leave behind. And if you can do the right thing and try to live to your best ability, I think then that's all you can do. I think it's so simple each day to just kind of, you can tell, like, if you come across someone in life and they're just not having a good day, instead of avoiding them and being like, that person's not in a good mood, I'm not talking to them. Like, sometimes you can simply turn someone's day around by just saying, like, hey, how you doing? You having a good day? And even if they're not, it's really hard to turn around and be a jerk to somebody being nice. Just be nice to somebody else, you know? Just try to make their day.
Preach, Jake Owen. Preach. I love it.
It's true.
Well, I appreciate you guys. We all are really excited at back home here in Nashville. I know my whole team, I've had guys on the road with me forever that are in my band, and anytime we have a song that's going up the chart and you can see the fans singing it, it always makes all of us feel great. And then I have a new label deal with Big Loud. It's our first single together, and they've all worked really hard to get it up the chart. So nice. When you can look at your whole team around you and see everybody's excited about, you know, getting that W in the win column, it's all you can ask for, really. It's great. So thank you guys for supporting us, and hope to see you all soon.
All right, let's finish this conversation with a little number one chant for Jake.
Okay.
Number one. Number one.
Number one. Jake.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks so much.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.